your home for half-off savings.
Good morning, everybody. It's exactly 8:45, a quarter to nine at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning and Benjamin Bradley. He's that New York City interior designer known on Netflix as Mr. Christmas. His episodes are available now. When it comes to Christmas decorating, Benjamin Bradley, what mistake do people make?
I think that most people just, they try to do too much. They take whatever strands of lights they have and they try and put them on every bush in the yard as opposed to maybe taking all those lights and putting them on one or two to really create a wow display, you know, so that their display ends up looking kind of limp and thin. My big thing is that people just, I think that the holidays, to me, have always been about abundance, and I don't think that always necessarily means that you have to spend a lot of money, but if you, you know, if you're going to do a bowl of candy, buy three bags of candy to top that bowl off, or if you're going to buy a bouquet of flowers, buy two bouquet of flowers to really make sure that vase is full. You know, I think it's really just about trying to figure out a couple of places that you want to focus on and really blow those out of the water sort of thing, as opposed to trying to really just spread it out all over the place.
I'm old enough to remember the days of tinsel on the tree. Is that something that you get into?
I totally do. We didn't have it as a child, and I always wanted it. So yes, now that I am well into adulthood, yes, there's always a tree that has some of that on it, because it's about as nostalgic as that. The old, you probably remember the old C6 lights too, the big light bulbs. You know, there's nothing to me that says Christmas like that glow from those old big colored multicolored bulbs.
So you're not so much into the LED stuff, the little lights, huh?
You know, I'm going to have to get there, because these incandescent miniature lights are going to go by the wayside at some point. They're still my favorite. I think they have a warm glow to them. LED, I did use a couple of LED spotlights this season that were a really nice, warm color. So I'm being pulled in that direction, but boy, I got my heels dug in pretty tightly. So,
yeah, those, they actually would get hot to the touch if you got too close to the tree.
Yeah, very hot, but that's also what made the tree smell so good, because it sort of heated up the tree and then you smelled the pine, you know? So, yeah, it was a fire hazard, but at the same time, a really wonderful Christmas scent. So.
And how about your dog, Ebenezer? Does he behave himself around all the low-lying ornaments?
He doesn't bother a thing, and totally, you know, as long as there's treats around, completely complicit with anything that we want to do. So, no. Perfectly fine. No, such a sweetheart. There's a couple of things when it comes to pets of the holidays. Tinsel being one of them and poinsettias being the other. I think they're both harmful to animals. But yeah, cats, I mean, a Christmas tree is like a big, you know, scratching pole. So it's like they think you put it up just for them. So thank you so much for having me. Merry Christmas, and I hope you enjoy your holiday season and keep the tinsel away.
There you go. His name is Benjamin Bradley. He's Mr. Christmas on Netflix. Check out his shows.